So welcome to episode 7 of the Life is Short podcast.
The podcast that takes you behind the scenes into the experience of making a short film.
And in this episode, we talk about the fact that we won 10 grand of funding from Tell a Story High.
Yay!
So that's incredible. And we talk about what that feels like, as well as our next steps as far as budget and auditions and what we got coming up. So we're going to start right now.
Hey, welcome to Life is Short. This is a podcast about trying to bring a short film to life.
So we're back with another episode of Life is Short. I'm here with Kelly. Kelly, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm pretty good. It's been a little while since we did a recording of the podcast, and we've been, I guess you could say, kind of waiting anxiously to find out what's going on. And so now that we're sort of back here, the big news for us is that we won funding from Telus and Story Hive to make the film. So I think we've already chatted a bit about this, but I know when we first found, or when I first found out, I was excited and sort of shocked, but in a very positive way, obviously. I was just like almost incredulous. I was just like, did we actually, is that real? Like when I saw on the website that, you know, the poster for
totally
a little cross, little banner that they put on it that says funded. And I literally like refreshed that thing probably 3 or 4 times going like, is this a mistake? Like, is that real? Like could somehow that have like happened. Maybe there's a CSS failure or something. I don't know.
You're like, oh, it's their website. There's
yeah, some that's right. You know, Tell us made a mistake. Well, you know, who knows? These things happen, but so that's the exciting news. So for everybody who listens to this and voted for us, thank you very much. Obviously, like, I'm sure it made a difference. You know, we'll never know exactly what the vote count was and all the rest of it, but quite certain that obviously that played a role. So thank you. And how do you feel about it?
Oh, I'm just like completely overjoyed. I mean, I've bottled that the moment that you text me to say we got it. And I remember I was like in the parkade going to my motorcycle and we talked on the phone and I was like, congratulations, in this parkade. I'm sure everyone in the parkade, you know, for like 4 floors of the Echo, you know, because it's a parkade, was like, wow, is someone having a baby? Is someone just got married? Someone just got engaged?
No, we just got a film funded. That's all, yeah, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's still in me. That same feeling is still, I'm overjoyed, and I'm so like, congratulations to you, and I'm so happy that we got funding for this film. It's meant so much to you, it's meant so much to me, and I'm so overjoyed that we got funding. It's meant to be. I'm so excited about that.
Yeah. It's one of those things that's funny because, and I told you this, when I think the first day we spoke about it, cause it was just a few days ago when we found out, but, I was actually in a different meeting, a work meeting, totally unrelated to the film production. And, I was sitting there, and at about 10 minutes to noon, cause they announced the winners at noon, Pacific time, which is where we are. And, so 10 minutes before, I load up the website just to see like, okay, if they updated anything. And then I saw our, the poster thumbnail for our film. And I sorted by, cause you can sort by trending or, you know, all or whatever. So I sorted by trending just to sort of see, and it's something I checked in every once in a while over the course of like the last like 27 days as they were doing their deliberation. And, you know, the film moved around. I saw the thumbnail sometimes it was way buried at the bottom, and I'm just like, oh my goodness, what's going on? Why is it so low? It's like all these like roller coaster ride. But 10 minutes before, I see it's like at about like the 6th or 7th place, and I'm like, oh, that's pretty good, okay, interesting. And then about 2 minutes to go, I noticed it was like right at the very top, like number one. And like, who knows if that means anything, but the fact that it was near the top, I was like taking as a good sign. So then, oh my goodness, I just was like so anxious for those like last 2 minutes to just pass by and actually see if we actually made the cut. And sure enough, we did. So pretty happy and pretty excited about that, because obviously now we have $10,000 to, you know, work towards getting this film made. And, you know, it's a lot more than we had before, which was zero. So, that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so like that's one of the things that we're working on right now is just, you know, we've had already a few meetings and conversations and one of our famous coffee chats already about, you know, budget being one of the things we got to get sorted out because, you know, we had a draft budget in place before as part of the submission, but now it's just, you know, now that it's more or less real, finalizing that. And then the one thing we've been working on is in addition to that, among many other things, but is setting up auditions and trying to get our actors in place. So I don't know if you want anything to say about that, because I know you've been trying to secure a location. And
oh, man. I just want, like, I'm so grateful we got funding, and now I just want everyone to cross their fingers for this next step, which is really about, you know, making sure we match up with the right people on the crew and the right people in front of the camera. You know, this is where it all kind of comes together. So, you know, that's a huge part of it. And I know we're going to get a really great group. That is the goal, you know. So, yeah, I've been madly working on this. Madly. Just putting on the producer hat of my role in this film. One of the roles in this film, which is the producer. And, you know, I've said to you before, I always feel like the producer's job is to make sure the film doesn't suck. I feel like that's the job. And I'm very adamant about, you know, making sure that I fulfill that role when I am a producer on something. And so, yeah, you know, trying to link up with the right, putting it out there. So we've put out a number of casting calls today. I have, and I reached out to the local the talent. There's an agency in town, as well as a talent agent in Vancouver, and I've put out a number of casting calls in Vancouver and in Victoria now today. And we're starting to get some responses, which is great. And we're also purposely reaching out to certain people to see if they're interested. And then crew is the other part of it. And doing the same thing with the crew, you know. You know, one of the things we talked about was just having this as being it's an intimate film and having an intimate set.
Yeah.
That's you and I have talked about that. It's less overwhelming. And it kind of works with the subject matter, and we don't want all these like a million people in the way to the subject matter. But at the same time, we want enough hands on deck to help make sure that, and so that it's that fine balance, but it's finding the right people, you know, and making sure that it's a good fit. And that's like super, super key when you're working with like, you know, 7 to 10 people or whatever, you know, you just want to make sure that it's the right fit.
I think what's interesting about that is just this whole, the idea around, you know, we're going to have, you know, I think we're targeting a couple of days of shooting, and which I think is totally doable. And, and having the, it's funny because, you know, when we were contemplating originally having like zero budget before we kind of entered the competition with TELUS, and, you know, we were still determined to get this thing made, and we were sort of trying to figure out, okay, how low budget can we truly do this? And it's funny now having 10,000, which is like, you know, astronomical amount compared to zero. It's still, it's funny how all of a sudden it's like the options have opened up for us, but now we're still, the creative restraints or like everything, the restraints are still there. They've just sort of expanded. That's kind of, I've been thinking about the last 2 days, like in terms of you know, the challenge of shooting the film and getting it done well. Obviously with $10,000, we have way more flexibility and a few more options as far as like, you know, maybe if a sound person costs a little bit more, well, it's less of an issue, but the 10,000 really disappeared very quickly in our budget. Didn't take long to like burn through that.
I know. So
it's just funny. I'm like, we were thinking like, oh yeah, I guess we could probably do this, like, you know, dirt cheap and ask people, you know, maybe they could like trade time for something else or who knows what before. And now we're like, at least me, I'm thinking, okay, great. We have $10,000. Like, this is like, you know, it's a decent chunk of money to actually you know, pull off a short film. So I'm like, it's fantastic. And then it's now though, it's like the conversation has just shifted from being like, we have nothing to we have 10,000, but that 10,000 is consumed so quickly. We're back. I feel in some ways,
we're back to nothing.
It's back to the same place. It's very funny.
It's weird. I agree with you completely. What you just said is, I completely agree with.
Well, and it's funny. It's just such, I didn't expect to be experiencing the same sensation with $10,000 coming that I did.
You could buy a car with $10,000. And it's like, you know, when you have zero money, you're like, hey, can you come in for the day? Can you do me a favor? Can you do whatever? You know, there's people that say, can you do it for credit? Or I'll give you an honorarium. And then you say, okay, it's funded. And then you say, what's your day rate? And all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's this much. And it's like, oh, well, when I add you times a couple of days and I add this person and this person and this person and this person, I don't have any money. You know, exactly. Like, so it's almost like, well, we should have just went with the free people. No, yeah, I mean, do not do that. Don't go with the free people. Go with the people you need.
Well, that's the thing, right? Like, it's a good problem to have.
Yes, absolutely.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm not going to say anything bad about that, but it's just, I think for me, the big realization is like, I didn't expect to be almost feeling the exact same way, but with, you know, essentially $10,000 in our pocket.
Believe me, I'm having these conversations with people and I'm like, what's your day rate? How much, you know, to pull you in, how much to get you on set, whatever, you know, negotiating to extent. And I'm like, wow, okay. Yeah. You know, and I think of like previous projects I've done where, you know, I had different people on that were negotiating and I got to set and I'm like, what'd you pay them? And they were like, oh, $50, $100. And I'm like, that wasn't enough. What, you know, we're going to be here all day, you know, but everyone was paid nothing. Like they were paid something, but they were, and then there's, you know, people that I've met who, you know, shoot indie. And they're like, oh, yeah, we got my cousin and we got this person and that person. And there's all these people, but it's a huge set of people then. And they're not paying them anything. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, so it's all different levels, right? But like we're striving to take this to another level and also keep it small, intimate. And to me, most importantly, skilled, like as well as the vibe that we've discussed, you know, like what I just said, but I do want to make sure that skilled, because we all learn from each other, you know, and if everyone is like below the skill level or they're above and they're high on themselves or whatever, it's not going to help anyone. Like, you know, we want to be able to complement each other as a team. That's what filmmaking is. It's a team sport. And, you know, the most important thing is what happens in front of the camera and what happens behind the camera that allows for what happens in front of the camera. And, you know, when people are watching a movie, they don't see all the stuff that happened behind the scenes, but it influences it completely, you know? And so like when you have skilled people that can help you light, you have skilled people that they can capture excellent sound and can bring it up a notch, you know, on that, or be a good camera person or whatever, it helps. And then the audience can enjoy the experience of watching these great actors. So fingers crossed, everyone listening to this, that we land these amazing actors. That's what we need. We need some actors who will be fortunate, I think, enough to say all these lines and have this character, these characters. And we need the actors that are going to be skilled enough to really bring them to life. So it's two things. We're giving them, well, you are giving them a great script and meaty, juicy characters that they can put their own spin on to some extent, you know, and we're asking for some really great actors that are going to step up and want to be a part of this film. And same with crew. Like I want the crew to be like, you know what? If I'm not on this film, I'm going to miss out. Like I want, that's what the vibe I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I think that's, I agree with you. I mean, that's sort of the goal is to, you know, kind of to sum up what you just said, it's like to bring some committed, passionate people together and who see the value in the story and see the power in the story and want to like bring it out to its best ability. And I think, you know, the crew definitely goes along with that, and as well as the actors. Like, that's the thing that I'm excited, you know, a little bit anxious as well, but I'm definitely excited to kind of, you know, get those, the couple in place, the man and the woman, and then, you know, sort of just begin getting into the script with them and talk about, you know, the different scenes and kind of what their thoughts are, how you and I sort of see it. And then as we work towards, you know, the ultimate shooting day and getting it down on, you know, on film, I guess, well, it'll be digital, but getting it down on screen. So it's an exciting process, and I'm definitely looking forward to it. And that's pretty much our next step is, well, there's a million next steps, but the main, I feel like the next big milestone for us is the auditions that are looming, in like just over a week, and, seeing, you know, hopefully we get some, you know, we come away from that day with like a couple of like fantastic people who are like ready to dive into these roles. So I think it's exciting. I'm, you know, it's hard. I feel a little bit almost like in a state of disbelief still, but at the same time, it's like, it's actually happening. So I couldn't be happier at this point. Awesome. So I think for now that's, we'll wrap it there for this episode 7 of the Life is Short podcast. And we will definitely be back with more. And I think we'll try to keep them a little more frequent. We were on a little bit of a break there as we sort of, I think just we're trying to get other things lined up and then anxiously waiting to find out with TELUS. But now that we've got our funding in place and, you know, things are moving along, we're heading towards our shooting date. The project has to be delivered by beginning of August, essentially. I think it's August 7th. So not a ton of time, and it'll be a fun journey to kind of go through this and sort of document it through this podcast. So please check out our website at forgettingmemovie.com. Sign up for our email list that we have there as well. We're on Twitter, Facebook. You can find those details on the website. And as well, subscribe and rate the podcast, like wherever you get this podcast from, whether it's Apple iTunes or elsewhere, like give us a rating. It's encouraging. It's great. It helps to kind of like build the exposure and let people know about our film. And we will talk to you next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.